Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We have a special treat with us. This year we are blessed with an intern from, and you've already heard her mention, she's a sophomore at Hope College, and we've talked with Katie. And Katie will tell us a little bit. You're in Hope College and you're in the drama program, is that right?
Yes, I am a communications major and a theater and writing minor.
Right, and you came with this idea that you would perhaps write a radio script, script that we could do, kind of like an old-time radio hour. We tried that initially in what we were doing. We found it very difficult. The difficult thing is, for us, we felt we needed a whole team of people to do it, and you've provided us with that team of some very talented players. Who's in your play tonight?
So we've got myself, Levi Crawford, who is an acting major at Ball State University. Oh. And we have Andrew Haynes, who is a telecommunications major at Ball State as well.
Okay. And so we've got a lot of talent here tonight. And am I correct in assuming that you all, and I forgive me if I get this wrong, you all attended Plymouth High School?
Yes, that's right.
And did you know each other in high school?
Yes.
And why would that be? What reasons?
Well, we all did theater and speech and debate together.
Ah.
And, you know, that's just a tight community. So.
And yeah, they have a great program over there at PHS. And
yeah, they really
a lot
do.
Of great teachers. Where are some of those teachers over there? I can't. Falstitch was there?
Yes. Jane Falstitch,
right. She's quite good.
Yeah,
and she is. And then you have some great speech coaches.
Yes, David McKenzie, and there are the Tyrees, of course, who founded the program.
We've got
Wild Rose Moon kind of alums, Dylan Connor and Sydney Connor, who Sydney wrote Sonder that performed here 2 years ago.
Right, right.
So yeah, we've got.
Well, we've been so fortunate to have all this talent from the area. I think you should do your play, but I think you should introduce it a little bit. You know, how did you pick this subject, and say a few words, and then let's do it. You can introduce it.
Okay. So, I'm a writer. I like to sit down, and it's kind of how I get de-stress, is just kind of creative vomit. And this summer, I've decided to read the Percy Jackson series, which is a children's series, but I never got around to reading it when I was a kid. And it's all about the Greek gods and, you know, what if they were still alive, so to say. And I kind of got this idea of having a dialogue between the gods and having them have their own little radio hour. So that's kind of how I stumbled upon our little play here, our little concept for our play.
Why don't we ring a bell? See, ring a bell, and then maybe it will just magically begin.
Oh, perhaps. Okay?
Try that.
Hey, Apollo. It is just a lovely day up here in these fluffy cumulonimbus clouds, isn't it?
You know, Athena, it really is. Hephaestus did a magnificent job building this studio.
Oh, I agree. It's nothing short of gorgeous. I'm happy he took my architectural advice. I love the fresco of us on the patio. It was bold of him to paint us in the nude.
I can't believe he included my six-pack.
I can't believe he waxed your chest.
I'm so excited about today's program. I don't think I've spoken to a mortal since I showed Elvis how to move his hips. My heart's beating allegro.
Let's get this show on the road. Take it, Hermes.
From the bright and beautiful heavens above, it's the Mount Olympus Radio Hour. This is the show where the gods graciously talk directly to you mortals. Tonight's host, the ones that brought you Spiders and the Lute, gods of music and wisdom, respectively. Yes, it's Apollo and Athena.
From the mountain of the gods, Athena and Apollo host a radio show. We command the way
back to my show.
Hey, now.
I can't wait to get started tonight. You're going to be absolutely dazzled, especially by my commentary.
Your commentary.
The silly mortals listening out there are so lucky to have me, God of the Sun, Music, and Healing, as your exuberant host tonight.
Apollo!
Okay, fine. Athena's here, too. She's good with books and stuff. She's a real star.
Oh, I am not good with books and stuff. I am Athena, goddess of wisdom and strategy. And I'm also the only reason tonight's show has a guest. Leave it to Music Boy to be responsible.
It was on my to-do list. But what kind of self-respecting god keeps a to-do list?
Ugh.
All right, Athena. Before we get started with today's episode, we'd like to first thank our sponsors. Lightning! Have you witnessed a storm lately? You have Zeus, Lord of the Skies, to thank. Burn your offerings of gratitude now. And our other sponsor, Wine Night! Wine Night is every night when you're in quarantine. Made possible by Dionysus, god of wine and parties. And on that note, let's start our show. I'm almost jealous of the mortals to be able to hear my melodic voice within the comfort of their very vehicles, homes, and phones.
Today's guest is one of my favorite humans, the prolific and legendary poet Homer of Ionia.
Oh, how unfortunate. I'm not so fond of him. My son Orpheus had the most beautiful singing voice to ever grace the material plane, and Homer wrote not one story about him. Not one poem. The most beautiful mortal singing voice, and this legendary poet gleaned no inspiration, no epiphany of spirit, not even a footnote. I created that voice, you know, straight from godly loins.
Oh, just get over yourself. I'm positive our listeners will enjoy our guest. Now, please give a very warm welcome to...
All of my welcomes are warm and sunny, and spoken in perfect pitch.
As I was saying, let's give it up for humanity's first bard, the original wordsmith, the one...
Who doesn't know talent when he sees it.
Okay, Apollo. They get it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome an author who's published for the first time in 3,000 years, the eloquent, the wonderful Homer!
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor to be invited into the heavens themselves. Oh my, what a marvelous fresco. They brought out such intricate details. Yes, indeed. Oh, my. Those are quite large.
You mean in the fresco?
Yes. Yes. Why, in the fresco. Such a beautiful tray of, melons you're holding. So natural. So colorful. I'll have to get the name of your plasterer.
Yes, I just adore the way he's done my hair.
Your fleshy visage is just sublime.
Oh, why, thank you. You're too kind.
I can't wait to discuss my new work with you.
We're very excited to have you. It will be a breath of fresh air. Now, Homer, we all know your original works, the Iliad and the Odyssey. I'm quite fond of the Odyssey. Odysseus was such an intelligent young man. That's why I was his patron saint, as you might say today. It's a shame how he died.
Yes, we are all quite shocked.
No one was shocked. Well, except for him. Poisonously funny, if you ask me. How dim-witted do you have to be to get killed by a spear barbed by the spine of a stingray? What a softie!
Apollo! Mortals aren't as powerful as we are, and you know that.
Oh, come on. It's like Odysseus was the precursor to Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter.
Hey, don't be so heartless.
Yeah, I like Steve Irwin.
All I'm saying is, it's no wonder our hero had no love interests. He had no spark.
I certainly felt a spark for Odysseus. I thought he was quite charming and brave.
And a tad deranged.
Oh, Apollo, let him speak. Homer, please go on.
Odysseus was a blessing of a main character, I tell you. When I found him, I was sure I'd discovered a writer's dream. And I was right. He was incredibly cunning, had a huge heart, and...
Oh, give me a break. Come on. He barely got away from the Cyclops alive, and those sirens nearly put an end to him. Enough with the old Odie nonsense. Let's talk the new stuff. I hope it includes a musical number.
I'm sure whatever Homer is planning will be very enticing.
Enticing? For intellectuals, I imagine. I'm looking for entertainment. We have to keep our audience's response in mind. They're going to be falling asleep at the wheel. We need musical numbers, people dancing, an explosion or two.
Apollo, you're embarrassing my brain cells with such drivel. The audience would like to hear from the literary giant they signed up for. Homer, we'd love to hear from you.
Right. Apollo, I promise this will be entertaining. Let me tell you about my initial inspiration. After John Milton wrote his Paradise Lost, all forms of epic poetry became increasingly less popular, to the point where nobody even attempts it at all anymore. It's sad to see something you created die out. So I decided to bring the epic back.
Now you're talking. This is definitely more my speed. This is exactly how I'll feel when the sun inevitably explodes and destroys the world in a big, fiery doom. Imagine skyscrapers falling, people scattering, ambulance sirens singing, and it all wraps up in one big, dazzling finale. It'll be so creative.
What?
Ignore him, Homer. He's just an airheaded delinquent with nothing more to his name than an overgrown ego.
And a beautiful singing voice.
As I was saying, the average epic poem needs two things, a quest and a hero.
A new hero? Oh boy. I hope it's not like Icarus. He was so hot-headed and stubborn. Or Achilles, the only man on Earth with just one weakness, and he couldn't protect himself. You call me irresponsible? Achilles couldn't even keep track of his own heel.
Speaking of heels, could you let our guest speak? Homer, who's this new hero, or perhaps heroine you're talking about?
To be precise, hero and heroine. The world is much bigger than it was in the days of the Iliad and Odyssey. In fact, it's about 9 billion people bigger than it used to be. Society simply lost the need for one overarching hero.
Help me understand.
I mean, we need a world filled with heroes. Heroes made up of average citizens. The ones whose small whispers collectively form a shout. And that shout makes a spark that starts a fire in the bellies of all of humanity.
Do I hear a song coming on? Maybe something about fire.
Oh, there will be a song this time. Don't you worry about that.
So, Homer, you're saying the hero of your new epic is everyone?
Precisely. My quest is one that has gripped mankind's hearts for centuries. One that has created both treacherous warfare and the deepest kinds of love. My quest is the never-ending struggle towards a more accepting, more empathetic worldwide community. I believe it's a quest that deserves a bigger spotlight. I'm calling it From No Man to Every Man.
No man? Like the scaredy cat tactic Odysseus used against the Cyclops? What a lame move, recycling old work like that. A real artist always finds their inspiration from new things, not old stuff.
How was that cowardice? His cleverness saved his life.
I thought it was a cool title, a little play on words.
How is this story any different from all of the other ones you've told anyway? Audience want pizzazz. They want spectacle. And the mortals have such short attention spans these days because of YouTube videos and old lady Facebook debacles. you've got even less of a chance of being a hot commodity.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry Apollo has taken up your speaking time, but unfortunately, it seems we're about out of time here. Do you have any closing remarks?
Yes. Thank you, Athena. I just wonder if you have time for a song.
What? Really? There is always time for a song.
Back in the times of Odysseus and rhymes, he said, my name is no man. Fought with bravery free from cavalry, he said his name was no man. Alone he sang in the darkness and the rain, he thought he saw but no man. But we all knew what he could do, because he said he's no man. No man walks or talks alone, oh. No man sings and shouts alone. Slowly his thought did change as he watched the world rearrange from no man to every man. From no man to every man. Experience spoken through silence makes a fool of every man. Together we stand, our hearts in our hands. Our hero is every man. Our power amongst his darkest hour unites each and every man. Together we stand hand in hand, our hero is every man. No man walks or talks alone, oh. No man sings and shouts alone. Yell, scream and whisper, oh. You and me will make a stir for no man to every man. Everybody now, no man walks or talks alone. No man sings and shouts alone. Yell, scream and whisper, oh. You and me will make a stir for no man to every man. For no man to every man. For no man to
was dazzling. Yes, absolutely dazzling. You've surprised me.
I wanted to make it up to you. Orpheus, your son had a magnificent story. Yes, but it has been told. In fact, it's currently being told on Broadway in a musical, Hadestown. So I decided I would mend our beef in my own unique way.
Wow. Now that is artistry. It's resistant. It's edgy. It's creative. I'm in awe. I've got to give you credit.
Thank you, Apollo. And to all those out there listening today, you have a voice. Use it. You are the key to a better world. No matter how many followers on Instagram you have or however big of a city you live in. Your voice matters. Now go out there, be loud, be proud, hero.
Wait. I think I understand. You want everyone to be alive with their own voice. That's truly beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. This man knows how to write.
Maybe I'm coming around to this Homer guy.
It's very big of you to admit you were wrong.
Let's not go that far.
Oh, we'd like to thank our lovely guest, Homer, for joining us on the show tonight. Find his book, From No Man to Every Man, wherever you find books in a town near you.
And his new music career will be starting as soon as I can get a hold of his agent. Once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Beats by Demeter. Ever heard of Beats by Dre? Well, these are actual beats grown by the goddess of harvest, Demeter. You can't listen to music with them or noise cancel any annoying younger siblings. But you can get a good source of vitamin C. We'd also like to shout out Nike. Not the brand of shoe, but the goddess of victory. Oddly enough, she's sponsored by Adidas. Take it away, Hermes.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. From all of us in the Mount Olympus studio today, Apollo, Athena, Homer, and me, Hermes, your announcer, we send you off with a bout of inspiration. Go conquer your day, mortals, and you'll hear more from us next time on the Mount Olympus Radio Hour! Coming up next is our friend Ryan Meir, who's going to share some songs with us and tell us a little bit about his exciting life as a songwriter.
With support from Judith Robber and Tom Kapusinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.